Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. Here we are, Monday, the 1st of August on the air. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here to celebrate the beginning of the week, the beginning of the month, the second half of the year. Let's see, what else can we celebrate? Christmas in July over the weekend. We'll be, yeah, all that's done. Well, speaking of celebrating, the folks that work for Raising Cain, remember last week, 50,000 Mega Millions lottery tickets were bought during the week to try to help the employees out, should they have the winning number. Well, the Raising Cain Chicken Fingers CEO bought another 50,000 Mega Millions lottery tickets, and it doesn't look like any of them won either, unless there's an employee that lives in Illinois. So here we go.
By their own.
Yes.
Well, and a lot of people online have been saying, I'm sure those employees would have rather they just spent the money on the employees rather than buying these lottery tickets. For reference, that would have only been $6.
Uh-huh. There we go. All right, so there's the... listen, it's a good morale booster for the people at the company. I did the same thing on the farm. Thought it would be kind of a cool thing. We had Santa in July, a few Mega Millions tickets here and there. Good for the soul, as they say. So now the question is, who is the new billionaire after the lottery winning on Saturday night? $1.28 billion. Second largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. Winning numbers 13, 36, 45, 57, 67, and the Mega Mall, 14. Lottery has not told the world who the person is. I would like to not.
That person hasn't claimed the ticket.
No.
At this moment. Yeah. So, and we were talking about this last week, where some of the things, if you were to win a jackpot of that magnitude, some of the things to do, and one of them was don't claim your ticket right away.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows if this person already knows that fact and is purposefully not claiming the ticket right away, or maybe they just have the ticket in a pocket or a bag and they haven't looked, because everybody, you know,
everybody
wants to win the lottery, but nobody like expects to actually win.
Mm.
But they do know it was a single ticket sale, so nobody will have to share that with any other tickets in any other states or locations.
Yeah, the one that was back in 2016 was shared by three winners. I didn't realize that they pumped out the same number more than once, which is kind of interesting in terms of the reality of it, right? But could be more than one person.
Because it's just random. Or think of people who actually pick their numbers or did a quick pick once and then continue to ride those numbers. So it is possible that more than one person or more than one ticket with the exact same numbers could happen.
Well, keep our fingers crossed for the next time then, right? As much as anything else.
Cheers to the next time we get a billion again.
Yeah, let's hear it for the next time. All right, the story of what's going on in Ukraine coming up after these words.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce?
We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DEJV program, trending time from social media slots at Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, where it's trending everywhere. I was looking at a trending list last night. I forget what the page was I was on, but it just had the top 10 items. And I looked at, then I started to look for three or four other trending lists, and they were all different. Well, there were two or three items that were the same, including the one about Britney Spears and what happened with kind of a sad reality for her. She'd been through so much. We'll talk about what actually happened after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so Britney Spears and the announcement, Jay, what has taken place?
Yeah, she and her fiancé, Sam Asghari, have had to make the unfortunate announcement that they've lost their baby. They suffered a miscarriage early on in the pregnancy, and they said that they probably should have waited until the second trimester to announce their pregnancy because so much can go wrong. Basically, 25% of pregnancies end in the first trimester, and they were just so excited that they announced
it. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Huh? 25% of pregnancies are lost in the first trimester? I never heard that before. Is that true?
Really? Yeah, yeah. That's why most people will tell you. Yeah, yeah, most people will wait until 12 weeks because that's the most dangerous. And as you progress in your pregnancy, the risk of miscarriage will go down. And there was a lot of speculation when they first announced it, wondering how far along she was, when the baby might be due, because of the whole most people will wait until at least second trimester, but she did announce that it was early term, and they probably should have waited to make their announcement.
Well, she's had the tough time. You think with all of the things that have happened since she got away from her family, things would stabilize a little bit for her. And then when you hear things like this, and you ladies were talking off air about whether she really was pregnant or not, and was this just a pipe dream? And then you start thinking, well, was she really unstable? And
it's my feeling that she had awful parents who took advantage of her, and I think that is really legitimately true. It's just my little simpleton opinion. If you look at the stuff that she posts and how she writes, it's very manic. And so I worry about her. I think she's a really sweet person, and I feel like she shares a lot with people. And
I think she's learning the balance,
the risk
though, now, of sharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is oversharing
the risk
here,
that is that people,
you know?
Right, is that they, then we start to go, well, maybe she was a little bit off kilter. That doesn't mean her parents should have abused her like that. Holy smokes.
No, not at all. I hope you didn't think that's what I was suggesting. That isn't what I was suggesting at all. It's just that she seems, what comes first, chicken or the egg? Is she a little unstable because of all the things she went through with her parents? That may be true. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia has announced pricing for the all-new 2023 Sportage Hybrid, the first electrified version of the brand's stylish and capable SUV, starting at $27,290. The 2023 Sportage HEV is the third model in the ongoing cadence of eco-minded offerings, guided by Plan S, the global Kia production electrification strategy. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitro is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top Loss.
A rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The death toll after widespread and catastrophic flooding in eastern Kentucky has risen to 26 people due to heavy rains that started last week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on NBC News last night.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks. Many of them swept hundreds of yards, maybe quarter mile plus from where they were lost.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. Actress and singer Nichelle Nichols, best known for Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura, died Saturday night in Silver City, New Mexico.
One of the best written treaties on Africa, the whole continent of Africa, that had ever been even attempted. It was called Uhuru, and Uhuru is Swahili for freedom.
She was 89 years old. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Whistleblowers and Republican Senator Grassley have evidence. The Department of Justice and FBI, America's top judicial branch of government, has been protecting President Biden by hiding facts from the Biden laptop. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epic TV.
I mean, look, I've said from the beginning that I think Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. It's just a matter of timing based on all the prodding and investigatory work that has gone on by journalists. From my time on the Hill with Chairman Nunes, I got to know Senator Grassley and I worked with his team. And one of the things Senator Grassley has always championed is the protection of whistleblowers. There's a Whistleblower Protection Act, which literally codifies into law safeguarding those who are in government positions that want to expose waste, corruption, and fraud. It's one of the main purposes of Congress. And Senator Grassley has been a big proponent of it. So when he focuses in on something, i.e. the Hunter Biden laptop investigation in the FBI, and whistleblowers have started to come forward, that means he's been working it for a while.
A pilot fell to his death after exiting a plane mid-flight during an emergency landing near Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday. Police say 23-year-old Charles Crooks either jumped or fell from the plane without a parachute. Darshan Patel is the chief of the Wake County Emergency Management Operations.
We had officers that were responding in the area for the search and were flagged down by a resident. They had heard something in their backyard.
The second pilot's identity is still unknown. The plane safely belly landed at a local airport. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Krohlhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The morning of the day. Hello, welcome to the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Going through the events of the weekend, things that have happened to you personally, things that have happened to us all collectively. And then there's the focus on Putin and the Russians and the problems that they have. And I guess the biggest problem is this Nordic nightmare, ladies, which is springing to life nicely. Sweden and Finland now saying that they want to be a part of NATO, applying theirs. How quickly will NATO make they... Scandinavia's always been sort of neutral, right? Haven't they been more than anything else? You think of Finland and Scandinavia, you know, Denmark and Sweden.
I think forced neutrality, especially with Finland, because they didn't want to, you know, upset the apple cart, probably.
What do you mean with the Russians? But I'm talking about through, let's go back to World War II, and before that, there just seemed always to be this, they were like on a nice isolation, a kind of in a world of their own. I actually, Finland's the only one of those countries I've been to. I've not been to Sweden, and I haven't been to Denmark, but I had a pen pal when I was in high school from Sweden. And I always think back about, well, she sent me a picture when I think we were both about 16 or 17, and I immediately fell in love. You know how you feel when you're a teenager and you look at that?
Spritzed perfume on it so that you could smell it.
Yeah, I don't remember that, Jennifer, but it was cute. She was from Malmo, Sweden. I can't pronounce her name, but at any rate, back to what's going on with the Russians.
That's romantic. You were in love with old what's-her-name.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember her.
Well, he's also just turned, you know, Finland and Sweden and the Ukraine war into a love story about him in high school.
Well, props to that. But, you know, you should look her up now, Dougie. Maybe she's single.
Maybe she could be, Jennifer.
That would be a Lifetime movie.
Oh, yeah. At least.
A war brought us apart.
Mm-hmm. Kept us apart. That was
kept us apart. I'm sorry. War brought us together. That's what I was going to say.
Together.
The ages kept us apart. The war brought us together. I just combined it.
So NATO expansion is more than an existential threat to Putin. You've seen pictures of him? I saw one picture. He actually looks like a madman. His eyes seem closer together. He just looks like he's out of his mind.
Well, the dying of cancer stories really picked up over the weekend, so...
Bank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water,
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting. With the purchase of an office chair or a desk, explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, and 72 in-store only.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Maybe.
Now, what's the latest on that? Because we know he had surgery, right? Like, that was public knowledge?
Yeah.
A lot of different reports I saw yesterday just mentioned the fact that he has become wild-eyed because he's dying of cancer and that he's looking for a successor and that there's this mystery man that is... And again, these are real news sources. You know, it's like a lot of the British sources seem to be writing with this story.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they say that there's this guy who's been with him and photographed in every picture, and he's a mystery. Nobody knows his name even. But that now everybody's kind of speculating that this is the person that he wants to be his successor. Which, again, is really dangerous because we always say get rid of Putin, right? And we think that everything's going to be better.
Who's behind him? Yeah.
Right. Who's next? And nobody seems to know. I remember, like, now maybe a month and a half ago, I was talking to K.T. McFarland, who is part of the Trump administration's national security team. And I asked her, I said, do we have any idea? Oh, no, it was Heather Nauert, who used to work at the State Department. I said, any idea who this person is behind Vladimir Putin. And she said, that's the scary part. She said, I can tell you that at least when I was at the State Department, which was, what, 2 years ago, no one knew who the Putin successor was. So if that's true, they keep it really buried, and then you don't know what you're dealing with. You can't prepare.
Well, the other side of it is that there are plenty of stories floating around about a wholesale revolution and getting rid of the whole government. There's plenty of that stuff that's been floating around the last week or two, or maybe a month or two, but now it becomes much more. I've seen a lot more of that in the last 3-4 days of people. There is a coup that's been planned and maybe already started. And so this is the end of the end for these people. Okay, so what's true? We all know what Putin is trying to do. We all know where he is. We all know that they have had limited success, if any success at all. They haven't really taken control of any major city in the area that they really wanted. They want to control this area, the east side and the southeast side. Their casualties are horrible. If they aren't killed by the Ukrainians, apparently they're being killed by the Russian generals, who if you don't get to the front line, you don't do what you're told, you're getting shot as well, or sent back to a gulag in Siberia.
Indicating now that story is coming back again, that troops are injuring themselves so that they don't have to continue on anymore. So definitely the morale, I think, with the Russian troops we can ascertain is probably down.
Well, Putin's mistress, that's another thing that's a story that's been kind of floating around. She's apparently pregnant again. So I don't know if he has a son. Maybe there's like a last ditch effort here for an heir.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. He's got the daughters around a lot. Yeah, he's got two daughters from the first wife, and I think he has two younger daughters with the mistress. And no one ever just calls her the mistress. I forget what her name is. But if she really is pregnant again, you know she's not with somebody else. I mean, it's going to have to be his kid.
So, but under the circumstances, when this is all over, who's going to be held responsible? The Russian government?
That's a good question.
The country, it isn't if whether he's there or he's not there, somebody else is there, he gets removed. You just can't expect that everything goes back to where it was before. It's that just isn't going to work with the international community. And no matter what the Chinese do, and the Chinese are on edge now, because I'll tip my hat to Biden or wherever this came. This Trans-Pacific Partnership, whether you look at it or looked at it carefully or not, changes the economic realities of our relationship with Asian countries, where there's lots more business being done. Say what you will about the previous administration or what they did or what their motivation was, who cares? Under the circumstances right now, this Trans-Pacific Partnership is very important to the health of our economy and to their economy. The Chinese, we let them open the door, and they became even more powerful than they had been before. They've been building up their power and their control for 40 years, which basically was us handing them the key, because we kept our corporations, kept going over there to get things built cheaper. I've tried to find some tires for my tractors over the weekend online. Couldn't find any that weren't made in China. Couldn't find any. And there's plenty of that sort of thing going on. So, by the way, Putin, according to, you just said it was in the English papers, has blood cancer. That's the end. Blood cancer is one of the most painful, horrible things. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure that he's not sharing his health records with people on purpose. So obviously that's got to be speculation or some sources that are just talking about that. But yeah, if that is true, that's not good.
No. All right, so meanwhile, other things going on over there. The basketball star Brittany Griner, she's
poor girl.
Here she is. They're trying to trade her for some really bad guy, right? Don't we have some really bad guy in custody over here, Russian bad guy? The Russians want this person back, so you want Brittany Griner, then you give us whoever this bad guy is. Is there any discussion, a debate? Just, yes, let's do it? What's the holdup? If they're going to do it, what is everybody waiting for?
All I know is on Friday the Russian court sentenced her to another month.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I haven't heard about is there a real deal? Because as far as the last I've heard, you know, President Biden and President Putin aren't exactly on speaking terms. So I'm not sure who's negotiating that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about a trade either, but I do know that she's being classified now as a political prisoner. So a trade certainly would probably be something that's on the table, I guess, to try to get her out of there. But, you know, then what do you do? Do you release, like, this horrible guy? I mean, I don't know. I'm glad it's not my job to figure that out.
Well, yeah, but and that is, you're kind of, you feel like you're over a barrel in that sense. Apparently some of the negotiations are taking place in this area of Germany where lots, it's not too far away, the mountains of Munich. This is a great area of Germany. I don't know how many of you have been there or not. Germany is actually quite a beautiful country. I've liked my visits there. If you could put aside the history of the country and the people, it's the Alps, absolutely the pristine views. The air is always clean. And apparently it's been a hideaway, even now, for some of the Russian oligarchs who are trying to stay, you know, below the radar. But now everybody knows this place. And apparently some of the conversations about how we're going to trade off this basketball player for this other bad guy have taken place there. I was just looking at some of the pictures. And what kind of morality is there involved in this sort of thing? When you think about, okay, what we do, is it moral to take Brittany Griner back and to give the Russians one of the most horrible murderers, cutthroats that has ever lived? Is that moral? How do you deal with that morality question? You just said you didn't want to try to do it, Jennifer. I don't blame you. How did the morality of this? We want this woman back again. But is it moral to give the Russians back somebody who will go back to being an assassin, killing people? This guy has killed business people. He's killed. He's a murdering cutthroat. And so we give him back to the Russians so we get Brittany Griner back. What would you do if you were in whoever makes the decision? Is it Biden? Who makes it? I guess he does make the decision. So what do you do?
The State Department, I think, is, don't they handle these types of things?
Usually they'll say we have an opportunity. I mean, the president or, you know, whoever's running things is in charge of saying no, you know, yes or no to those deals. But, yeah, the State Department negotiates. I don't know. I don't even know how you begin. I mean, it's a lesson, kids, to not go on stupid trips to China or Iran or Russia or a place where they hate us. Because
well,
this girl, we don't even know.
Playing there for seven
seasons. Yeah, she was playing.
I mean, she was working.
And we don't know if she had marijuana or not. If she did, that was really dumb. That doesn't mean she should be in prison for, you know, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a mess.
And then there's the, there's a lot of discussion over the weekend about the European Union's, the sanctions that they put on oil, and where is, what's going on, the people in Europe, they all want to get rid of Putin for sure and put an end to the war, but, excuse me, one of the things, you think it's bad here, the price of fuel, wow. Go look around what's going on. It hasn't been well reported, as usual. Things like this don't get well reported in American news media. But there's a real resistance now because of what had been the oil dependency on Russia. Now they're shutting it off. So where are they getting the oil and how much is it costing? Gasoline here has gone up 30 cents in the past week. Price of diesel fuel up 40, 50 cents. I saw one $6.47 a gallon for diesel fuel. It was last year this time it was $3, even less than $3. So how is all of this going to be sustained? And you don't think that's going to burst a bubble in Europe over all of this? It certainly is not going to be well received. It isn't being well received by the people there. 48 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
After that, that they, neither one of these two, neither Nichelle Nichols nor George Takei were friendly with Shatner. It seems that, as a matter of fact, they were pretty antagonistic towards each other. And I think that there, most people think it started on Shatner's side. I don't know whether it did or it didn't. That's not the way to remember her. The way to remember her is that she was, as you suggested, kind of a trailblazer. When it gets right down to it, the bottom line here about how black actresses were or weren't today, she'd have no trouble because the Hollywood and commercial producers are looking for black actresses everywhere to try to make up for what they think.
There's a lot of representation.
Yeah, right. That's the positive spin to put on it. Yes. Yeah. There may be some other interpretations as well that go along with that. All right. 10 before the hour here on the Next Step and Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour time for farm family food information that will help those maybe in the circumstances make you feel like you are not alone. The world of candy. Again, I don't know. There's already, believe it or not, Halloween candies in the stores already. And there are reports from Hershey and 3M that there is not going to be enough candy for Halloween. Suggests that the reasons for the shortage, supply chain issues there, the war in Ukraine, like so many other foods that humans like, there are shortages everywhere now. It's like shortages no matter what the business,
what the
industry is. They don't know what this guy, Hershey's spokesperson, said, that we don't know really what to do. If you love Hershey's Kisses and Reese's Pieces and all these other things, we may have enough or we may not. We just don't know. I don't know if you looked in the stores to see whether you can see what's in the stores right now. But imagine in August, Halloween candy being put out. Wait. The folks at Trader Joe's have got their woes in Massachusetts, Hadley, Massachusetts, to be specific, western part of the state. The employees there voted to unionize. It's the first unionization in the chain's history. There are 530 Trader Joe locations across the country, and there are moves by labor unions. I find this difficult because they've always been a good company to work for. Finding it surprising that this is the circumstances. The workers in the Hadley store pointed to Trader Joe's chipping away at worker benefits, allowing wages to stagnate, and neglecting safety issues. Hadley, this is a pretty upscale community. There are other locations in Minneapolis and Colorado that have begun unionization efforts as well. So, there's an fan of Trader Joe's. I like the Trader Joe's. Here's an interesting farm note from Alabama. East Alabama couple opening up their property as a flower-picking farm. It's called Circles of Colors, offering sunflowers, dahlias, zinnias. You come, you pick whatever you want, says the farm owner. My goal is to have something pretty, something different for all of you to do on weekends if you want. This woman said, I don't think we have any pick-your-own flower farms around here, so we decided to be the first. We started doing the flower field last fall, she said, so this is our first year to open up for people to come in and enjoy it. And that sounds like that's an inspiration for a lot of people who have farms. One of the things we do on our American Family Farmer Show every week is highlight what's going on a lot of farms around the country to give people that are running farms the idea or ideas to make their farm more successful. People running this farm said they hope to hold monthly charity events on the farm to raise money for organizations like the March of Dimes, the Humane Society. That's a great idea. Anybody bring it? Give us certain percentage of what comes through the door to a particular charity. Like, I think the Humane Society is a great place to put some effort. Yeah, I think I might even do that on my farm. That's an idea, see? We all benefit from the time together, even those for the program. All right, today is Homemade Pie Day. You like to make pies every August 1st, celebrating pies. Egyptians were the first people who made pies. A lot of people think it's the Italians and the Greeks, but no, the Egyptians. And then there have been a lot of cultures, obviously, around the world that have modified that. The Egyptians are the earliest known civilization who've had a pie dish. Crust made from wheat, oats, rye at the time. The Greeks and the Romans also had pastries that were similar, so they copied, they and then put meat in the pastry. And there's an old Roman cookbook entitled Apicus, which dates back to the first century, and there are recipes for all kinds of pies in there. In Great Britain, pies are referred to as coffins early on. They were C-O-F-F-Y-N-S. They were mainly used as a covering to preserve meat. Long voyages, you know, coming to the New World. They used salt, but they used some of this stuff as well to preserve the meat. So, anyway, we fast forward to today. There's nothing better than a piece of blueberry pie, right? Apple pie with some ice cream. Yep, that's the way to celebrate the day. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.